With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Governor Gavin Newsom declared that 50 of the state's 58 counties are in a drought emergency, including Santa Cruz, San Benito, and Monterey. As KAZU's Suzanne Saunders reports, water is especially critical on the Monterey Peninsula, where the main water supply is about to be cut.
The Carmel River has been the Monterey Peninsula's primary source of water for more than a century, but that ends January 1st by state order. The area's private water company, Cal-Am, will be limited to a third of the river water it used to pump. The historic shift to save the river will shrink the peninsula's water supply. Monterey's Regional Water District Manager, Dave Stoltz, says, "We're going to need wet winters."
But if they are dry years, we are just going to be scrambling to fill that gap, but it would be right on the edge.
At year's end, Pure Water Monterey will become the peninsula's main water source. Pure Water is the new wastewater recycling plant. It uses advanced technology to purify wastewater, including sewage, so it's safe to drink. But expansion of that plant to meet demand will take another 30 months, and our water supply, Stolt warns,
just enough to cover demand here on the Monterey Peninsula.
Predicting supply and demand is tough, Stolt says. If we don't get enough rain and customers use too much water, we could face rate hikes and fines.
It's really water poverty at this point.
Chris Cook is Cal-Am's director of operations.
We really don't want to go to that water rationing. We understand the community's done so much already to conserve.
That community includes Pebble Beach, Carmel, Monterey, Pacific Grove, the entire peninsula, about 100,000 customers and 9 million visitors a year. Their water supply from the Carmel River faced reductions years ago when Cal-Am was caught overpumping. Soon, the company's draws from the river will be the lowest in decades to preserve the river and protect the endangered steelhead trout.
Even the aquifer under the Carmel River we can't pump from because the permitting for it required that the steelhead and the red-legged frog still have those river flows and ponds to live.
As the river recovers, Cal-Am continues to build its case for desalination, a process that removes salt from seawater to make it drinkable. With support from business and hospitality groups, the company has spent years trying to get a desal plant approved. But it's been stalled by environmental concerns and calls for a public takeover. Meanwhile, demand for water, according to Cal-Am, is rising faster than what the new Pure Water plant will supply.
We're even seeing now with the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of these second homes are now being filled full time and the business is starting to bounce back.
Construction faces tight restrictions on the peninsula because of water. As penalty for not developing enough new water sources, the state banned new water connections. So if a property doesn't already have a water meter or a legal right to water, owners can't get water. They can't build.
It's a prohibition on growth.
District Water Manager Dave Stolt.
That's what the state wanted. They said, we don't want you growing at the expense of the river. We want you to solve the river's problem by getting a replacement permanent water supply, and then we'll let you grow.
The peninsula's ban on new water meters has gone on for 11 years. People still can't get water connected to undeveloped land.
There's a lot of individuals who own lots that they've been unable to build on.
In downtown Monterey, I met with John Tilley, a banker who represents commercial property owners.
I'm just really concerned that even the basic water needs are not going to be met, and it's going to deteriorate the community rather than even give it a chance to expand.
State orders prevent remodeling projects that increase water use. Office buildings, for example, cannot be converted to apartments because they'd use more water.
We couldn't build affordable housing on three or four spots here in the city of Monterey. People that want to do the projects and cannot do it because of a lack of water.
Santa Cruz, in Tilley's view, is doing a better job managing water and housing.
There's a lot of housing being built, affordable housing and other housing in Santa Cruz, and we're handcuffed down here. We don't know when it's going to end.
There's no sign when water restrictions will ease on the peninsula. No agreement on how much growth or how much water we really need. Long-term solutions could be a long way off. Suzanne Saunders, KAZU News.